96.3 WH, you are on the line. We have with us Brian Ice Waller. What's up, Brian? How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. So this past weekend on Showtime, Basketball County in the Water premiered. Prince George's County and the DMV was really featured. And we saw you, Brian, on this wonderful documentary. People know that you were very close to Lynn Bias.
What did you think about seeing the documentary and just the talent in Prince George's County?
I was really glad to see it. I thought it needed to be highlighted. I mean, a lot of us that live here, we know the guys that are in the league, but that let the rest of the world know that this small area generates a lot of players, and there's still a lot of talent here still.
What is in the water? What do you think it is behind the players from Prince George's County just shining like they do?
You have some areas where football is king, like down south, but in this area here, basketball is king, and everybody plays basketball. And with the amount of good players here, as KD said in the documentary, that the competition level here is really, really strong. It just helps prepare those guys to play at higher levels when they leave the county.
We're talking with Brian Ice Waller, who's actually coached at Parkdale High School for 10 years. He coached DeMar Jackson, played in the NBA for 2 years. He was recently in this documentary In the Water we've been talking about. And so, Coach, is there a couple players that had the talent but didn't make it that come to mind? You know, because you know, a lot have made it. You see many who've tried. Are there people that come that you thought that based on their talent that they would be there?
Are we referring to the older generation, the newer generation?
I can
definitely speak on the older generation. You know, I just remember watching guys like JoJo Hunter, Billy Bryant, Stacey Robinson, Delonte Taylor, all these guys. They were exceptionally good. And I don't know, with the right breaks, they probably would have made it.
And then, Coach, again, you also coached DeMar, who did make it. And, yeah, what was that experience like? And did you feel like he was going to go all the way, or did you think, you know what I mean? Because, again, you see talent a lot. Was there something different that you thought maybe he could make it all the way or not?
Well, I'm going to say I only had DJ as a ninth grader, and then he ended up transferring out. What I did see was a talented kid, but I couldn't foresee the pros. I can't see that far out as a ninth grader, but he was very good as a ninth grader.
I'm going to ask you a hard question. Which school in the county has next as far as producing that next crop of stars in the NBA?
Whew.
I know. I told you it's going to be a hard one.
I don't know how to answer that one. I mean, now so many of the county schools, the kids now go to private schools, so it's difficult to say from a public school standpoint. But, I mean, when you talk to private schools, the WCAC conference is the leader. So, you know, schools like DeMatha, St. John's, 4-6, and Gonzaga, you know, they lead the way.
We're talking to Brian Ice Waller. And, Brian, you shouted out some of the great players from the past. Would you shout out some of our coaches, you know, because the coaches really provided the structure, some of the coaches who maybe aren't even with us anymore. Any coaches that you grew up with that you can shout out?
Well, I'll start with my own high school coach, Bob Wagner. I'm a very good teacher of the fundamentals, very good teacher of the game. Earl Hawkins, who's now the athletic director for Prince George's County, he was a coach at Crossland. Back when I played in high school, very, very good coach. There was Tav Hickman. He was at Potomac High School. And that list goes on. That list goes on. It's a long list of good coaches.
Brian, before we let you go, just a word of encouragement for those listening, parents maybe with kids in the public school system in the county, just to, if they're going through something or challenges, the kind of greatness that can come out of their situation. If you could just pass on a word of encouragement, especially now with this, what we're going through.
There's so many examples. If you watch the documentary, you see a dozen examples of guys who had to overcome adversity, say Quinn Cook with the loss of his dad, but he kept grinding, he kept his blinders on, he kept working, and he made it. And the opportunity is there for the next guy to do the same thing. You just stay focused and keep grinding.
Brian Ice Waller, thank you so much, brother, and thank you. You know, you not only gave us your blood and sweat on the court, you coach young men, and people like you, man, we commend you because you shaped our future. Appreciate your time. Thanks again. Brian Ice Waller joining us right here on WHUR.
Thank you.